Good morning. It's nice to see you all out here today. Thank you for coming out in this beautiful day. It's nice not to have the stormy weather. I'm going to do a meditation that's going to begin to bring you into the space of imagination, which is what I'm going to be talking about today. And imagination is one of our greatest gifts. And during this time of so much shifting and so much changing, I feel that it's really important for each and every one of us to be able to begin to access that part of us that is called the imagination. So as you go into meditation, I'm going to invite you to start sensing into your five senses: listening, feeling, hearing, all that, smelling, tasting, whatever vision comes up to you, as a way to open yourself so that you may receive the gift today. And then Joe will also be joining me. So getting comfortable, however you are, eyes open, eyes closed, whatever is most comfortable for you. And taking a nice breath in, allowing the breath out. And as you breathe in, and as you breathe out, notice any thoughts that you may have. Just notice. As you come back into your breath, breathing in, and breathing out, and beginning to scan your body, noticing if there are any parts of you that may feel tight or tense, and to allow that tightness, that tension, to be released with your next breath out. As you breathe in, and as you breathe out. And as you do this, imagining the breath that is coming in and out of your nose or in and out of your mouth, imagining that breath dropping down into the center of your heart as if you're breathing in and out of your heart. And to breathe in and feel genuine gratitude, that great fullness for having yet one more breath. And to breathe in and feel genuine appreciation for yourself, for being in this sacred space today. And to breathe in and feel genuine love for yourself, and for those who are fortunate enough to be in your life. And to breathe in and feel genuine compassion for yourself with whatever situation or circumstance you find yourself in. Trusting and knowing that there are others who have similar situations and similar circumstances. So as you breathe in gratitude, as you breathe in appreciation, as you breathe in love, and as you breathe in compassion, allowing that to radiate within every cell, every organ, every part of precious you, as it radiates to the left of you, to the person sitting next to you, as it radiates to the right of you, to the person sitting next to you, as it radiates in front of you and behind you, high up into heavens and deep into Mother, trusting and knowing that you are gratitude, you are appreciation, you are love, and you are compassion. As you breathe this in, and as you breathe this out, becoming aware of your great gift of imagination. Imagination is part of our 12 powers. Imagination helps us envision a world in which we want to live in. Imagination is the beginning of creation. You imagine what you desire. You will what you imagine. And at last, you create what you will. As you breathe in and as you breathe out. And as you do this, becoming aware once again of your feet on the floor, your body being securely held in the pew, as you begin to move and slowly and softly open your eyes, becoming present, aware. Thank you.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. Oh, imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of men. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. hope someday you will join us, and the world will live as one.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Imagine. Imagine. It's funny, I've started using an iPad lately to kind of keep track of myself, and as Imagine was being sung, letters started popping up on the screen. Pop, 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 pop. They were all C's and D's, and it was as if it had a mind of its own. So, who's in control here? It's so exciting to be back again. Thank you, Kevin, Cindy, for inviting me to come back again. Now more than ever, it feels so important for us to begin looking inside, looking at places in ourselves where we may not be in alliance, places in ourselves where we may be in conflict. The part of us that wants to stand up, the part of us that wants to stay in bed. With all that's happening in the world, within the United States, with all the polarization, I sense that this truly is a time for us to stand up in the genius of who we are, to stand up in the magnificence that there is a reason each and every one of us are here right now at this moment. Not only in church, but as we go out into the world and begin doing our work to be of service. And before Kevin asked me to speak here, I went into my own dark night of the soul. I began just feeling despondent and despaired with what was happening and the inhumaneness that was happening. And found myself collapsing and not wanting to get up. And so the invitation came to speak here, and it was an invitation to stand up and to start looking deep within to how we can move forward when we collapse, how we can be of service to others who can help us stand up, and how we can help those to stand up. Much of the work I do is, and Joe, my husband, is working with inherited trauma. Trauma that's been passed down from generation to generation. And as I look at what's happening right now, it feels as though there's a lot of unresolved trauma that's showing itself now. And it can be difficult to know how to navigate through the waters that feel so tumultuous. And yet I know that with the work of the 12 powers, the powers that each and every one of us has within us, that it is now time to begin to activate them, to begin knowing that we are so much more than what we see in the outside world. In fact, what goes on inside of us is a reflection that shows up in the outside world. So if we're in a mood that is less than kind, many times in the outside world, we'll run into people who seemingly are not kind to us. Yet if we look into ourselves with honesty, we may find that it is us who is having, not giving people benefit of the doubt. Many of us were programmed at a very early age to show up in this world as we are right now. From the ages of 0 to 7, we took in the world with innocence, with really not discerning of what people told us, of the people who raised us, the situations that we found ourselves in. And that is known as our emotional body, feeling so much without question. And from the ages of 7 to 12, we move into what's known as the mental body. When we go to school, we begin going into our minds and learning. And the emotional body can be put on the wayside. And then from the ages of 12 onward, we move into the physical realm, which is how things show up in the world, the way we were raised. And unless we begin really looking at patterns that were established between the ages of 0 and 7, and even before, from inherited trauma, we will continue to live a life that was very similar and familiar. Familiar is the root for family, from which we grew up in. So part of the challenge, I believe, that we have now, as we look at different areas in our own life and in what is happening as a culture, is looking at patterns that no longer serve us. We are being called, if we so choose, to resolve the deep wounds that have kept us small, that have kept us in a place where it feels like it's the outside coming towards us, and the disempowerment that happens as a result. There's a wonderful man who since has died, David Hawkins, who talks about power versus force, the power of words, the power that words have on us within ourselves and how it reflects out into the world. And so choosing our words wisely are part of how we begin to imagine a world where we can all be loved, we can all be safe, we can all have the guidance that we're looking for. Words such as shame and guilt often are a low vibration, whereas words such as courage from the heart and acceptance and consenting to what is and forgiveness are of a higher vibration. So as we go back into the realm of imagination, worrying is a prayer that often helps us get exactly what we're worried about. And right now, I can say how difficult it is to feel like there is a light out there, and yet we are the light. And as we shine our light through our imagination, we can make this a world that is in so much transition right now. Imagination is the cornerstone of our capacity to create. Sometimes when we get the static from the outside world, it can be hard to be quiet within. And then we have those beautiful minds that often tell us exactly what we're not doing right. And really our mind, what it's supposed to do is show us how to do things. We put it on special assignment. Find me a good place to get coffee. Find me nutritional food that I can eat. Find me friends that will help me be my best me. The mind is not geared towards being our master. And within the mind is the conscience. And our conscious mind is actually the gatekeeper of our subconscious mind. And our subconscious mind is where the patterns of how we grew up reside. That's where our beliefs are, that's where our biases are. And the superconscious mind is that deep knowing that I am another you, and you are another me. We have the same breath, the same heart, the same mind, and the same prayer. Yet with distraction, it can be difficult to remember that. And it can also be difficult to imagine what it is that we want in our lives when it feels like there's so much chaos. And actually within chaos is order, which is another power, that everything is in right order. Imagination can be looked at as our superpower. to be in a space that is quiet, either through imagination or through meditation, to be able to still oneself enough to begin to really imagine what you want to bring into your life, knowing that when you invoke that, when you say your prayer, when you say your intention, it does not go on moot ears. God, Spirit, the universe wants us to have everything, wants us to be happy, wants us to be joyful, wants us to be of service, wants us to be abundant. That's our birthright. Yet somehow along the way, we, for many, have forgotten where we've come from and how powerful we are. Combined with faith, I love the acronym for faith, forward action, involving the heart, forward action involving the head, forward action involving the heels, which means when we begin to imagine that which we want in our life with faith, it'll happen, and with imagination. Charles Fillmore said, "With my imagination, I lay hold of perfect ideas and clothe them with substance. My body is the product of my mind. In my communication with God, the imagining power of my mind is playing an important part. It receives divine ideas, and in dreams and visions, reflects their character into consciousness. It is through the imagination that the formless can shape. This universal truth is the basis for whatever we want to manifest in our lives. And true, right now, it can feel perhaps difficult, a big burden to pick up, to reimagine how we want our lives to be. Yet I know that with purpose, with intention, with clarity, with accountability, with responsibility, we can be the change. As Gandhi said, we are the change. We are the ones that we've been waiting for, and we're the ones that we have run from. Now more than ever, the act of imagination does need to become a part of our everyday breath. When we focus on the negative, we can't bring in the positive. We keep creating more of what it is that we don't want. To set it straight, we set it right. We catch ourselves. Part of it is catching ourselves when we go into the habit of a negative thought. If we realize the power of a negative thought, we would never, ever, ever entertain another negative thought. It's that powerful. And if we realized the power of who we are, the magnificence of who we are, it may be scary to step out. Our light is what so many need. And there are ways to move through parts of ourselves that feel hardwired. Yet science has shown that our brain is neuroplastic. We shift and change all the time, and every moment is a choice point. There are no missed opportunities, because every moment is an opportunity to catch oneself with the words that they use. And if we're not able to listen to our own thoughts, listen to how others speak and see what it feels like in your body. As Hawkins talks, one word, and I'd like you just for a moment to feel what this feels like in you: excessive, abundant. Energetically, it feels different. Playing around with words, whether they help you feel buoyant and moving towards what you want more of in your life, or the words that contract you and depress you. It's a powerful practice to do daily, to practice with yourself how words feel. Raise your vibration with the words you use and feel it in all your senses. The imagination is our sixth sense. It's that part that is always working, except maybe it needs to be tuned up a little bit. Watch your thoughts. They become words. Watch your words. They become action. Watch your action. They become habits. Watch your habits. They become character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. We create our reality with our words. In the silence of your own space, being quiet without distractions, delve into that beautiful pond of imagination. Delve into a world of imagine, a world where there is no war, where there is no hunger. And it's not such a crazy thing to do, because if we don't know what's going to happen in the future, why not right now at this moment imagine that all of us are here right now for the divine purpose to make a difference and to remember who we all are and the gifts that we all carry. Do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass. It will be done for you. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it is yours. It's always interesting when we come into a circle such as this, a gathering where like-mindedness is happening, and we get fed wonderful, inspirational quotes and sayings and feel good, and we can feel ourselves rising up a little higher, and then step outside and life can meet us with challenges, with circumstances that may not be to our liking. How do we maintain that stance of that deep knowing within us that we are more than enough? We are being reminded that it is an inside job. There's no out there. Deepak Chopra says there's no environment. We're all one. Mother is us. The trees are our lungs. The rivers are our bloodstream. Mother has our heartbeat. Each and every one of you here is an extension of me and of you, with our differences, with our beautiful qualities. And each and every one of us has the gifts to be able to make this a different world. And the challenges you meet perhaps are the greatest challenges to help you grow and to remember who you are. There's a saying that life is too perfect to be fair. Fair is often coming from the ego. It's not fair, I didn't get what I want. It's not fair, they hurt me. It's not fair, someone died. It's not fair that someone's sick. And that little part of us that feels like somehow we're in control. And the only thing that we are in control of is how we respond to what goes on around us. By responding what goes on inside of us. So imagination is a beautiful way to take us on that journey of remembering and to give yourself the patience and the kindness to learn how to activate your imagination, to learn how to become aware of the words you use and how they make you feel, to become aware of where your accountability lies if there's discord in your life. To become aware, to become awakened. So with that, I'm reminded with imagination that, remember with Walt Disney, he imagined just with Mickey Mouse. That sweet imagination. And the little Jiminy Cricket who reminded us that something so small can be so magnificent. And just before I wrap up, there's a Dr. Seuss saying, think left and think right, and think low and think high. Oh, the things you can think up, if only you try. Thank you.